Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Radio Land. It's been a minute. I'm back. They call it a comeback, but I never left. I've been accumulating work, I guess, accumulating facts, accumulating figures, accumulating a lot of stuff so we could speak intelligently about the things that we're going through as a nation, as a human race. And I'm excited because there's so much stuff that's coming up that no one should be afraid of. So I'd like to welcome you to my show today. I was formerly called Dr. Sandy Hill, and then I did a name correction, Princess Ali, and now I'm going back to my sovereign name at birth, Alexandra, Sandra, Sandy, and so I'm excited to embrace the facts and figures that I've discovered over the last 6 years. It's been 6 years. Last month was 6 years since I did a radio show, but I just decided to start it up again. I'm going to be coming to you every day, Monday through Friday. Well, on Fridays, what I'll do is I'll do a Facebook Live and a TikTok and all that other stuff that's going on now. And then we'll be taking questions. So if you have questions about health, about eating right, I would be the person to ask in these days, I guess. You know, the lone man standing, the lone woman standing. All right, so what I wanted to do was do a challenge for everyone before Thanksgiving, because that's the time that everybody seems to overload with food. It's supposed to be a time of thanking the universe and the ancestors for what they brought you through for the year, but then we gorge ourselves until we bust a gut. And so, and it's very funny, ironic, that the worst time to go to the store to find toilet tissue are two occasions. One is in November and one is in January. November obviously will be Thanksgiving, and then January will be the Super Bowl time, the same time that the roads and the highways are very empty and you cannot see anybody in the stores. So those are the two times that toilet tissue is on the low. If it's not anything like a hurricane or COVID-19 or anything where people panic and start to, you know, buy up stuff. And it's just, you know, these are some strange days right now. But if you have any kind of intuition and any kind of spirituality about yourself, you can certainly put your hand on the pulse of what's going on, not in America, but worldwide. The world has been flipped. The world has been flipped. The world has been flipped. It seems like no one has anything in the old regime of money, of credit, and of status. So, and we know that this is the 401 or 401st year after the so-called enslavement. And so one thing that I've noticed dealing with nature all these years is there is no wait for change. The weather doesn't wait for you to buy your mink coat to have the first snow falling. So change is on its own, like truth. It doesn't need anything to help it. It will expose itself. And so I am so excited today. I want to invite anyone to call in now. It's going to take a minute for us to gather again, but this is the first show of the week, and so I'll be here every day. Get your questions together, and you know, try to do your best. sometimes it's not easy. I've dealt with a lot of situations over the years. And I actually wrote a screenplay of the most fascinating, the 13 most fascinating clients or cases, case studies that I've worked with. And let me tell you, there are some doozies. Television, reality TV show has nothing on real people. And it's not scripted. And so it's going to be funny. All right, so let's talk about the November challenge. We won't call it the Thanksgiving challenge because immediately people's minds are going to close up. I already bought my ham. I got my turkeys already seasoned. They've been marinating for a year now. No, you ain't going to tell me not to eat. Well, I'm not ever going to tell you not to eat anything. I'll just make a suggestion and give you my testimony of how it helped me. It may not help you the same way, and that's how I deal with my clients. Right now I'm taking open enrollment for the month of November only. You have to go to my shell of a website. My shell is up, eatingtolive.club. And so if you go there and you make an appointment and let us know what the best time for you is, we will have someone call you back and schedule the appointment. We're doing online only right now because of the restrictions. And so what we're doing is you have to have a camera. You have to have a camera so I can see your eyes. I'll do an iridology session. It will be live. It will be recorded. And you will have a up-to-the-minute assessment of what is going on in your body, looking in your eyes. You know, the old people tell me, yeah, you know, we used to do that. We could look at people and tell everything. They could read your face. They could read your tongue. They could read your ear. They could read your scalp. They read your eyes. And so this is nothing new under the sun. Iridology has been around for a while. You know, you look at the older people, the grandma and the great-grandma, if you're fortunate to have them with you. They can look in your eyes. They can tell everything. I was with my neighbor when I was growing up, and she was expecting, and her mother looked at her, and she said, "You pregnant?" And she was like, "What?" And I left. I didn't know what happened after that because I was swinging that door closed. But they can tell. They can tell everything, and they have a premonition. And so I got to spend some time with some elder people, and they blessed my heart. I like talking to people over 80, over 85, because they have so many remedies, recipes, and cures that we don't even think about these days. And with a whole generation gone, you know, if anything happened in the 60s, that was 40 years ago. If you're 30 years old, if you're 25 years old, you never heard of some of the things that we grew up on. And so my grandma Frances dealt with the roots and the herbs and everything. And she would go outside and she would pick up a leaf or a root or a flower or, you know, anything that was in the yard was available for the family. And I learned you can tell a lot by the way someone is living, or a family, how they're getting along, by number one, the herbs that are in their yard, and number two, the landscape, how they keep the if they have flowers and not herbs growing in the front yard. You can tell by the way it's kept how a marriage is. And so a lot of things that the old people say are true to this day. And, you know, it's one of the things that you have to make an assessment with. Do you go with book smarts or book sense, or do you go with common sense? Because we know how often things are misappropriated in books, lies that have been told in the school systems for centuries. There's never been a more class or a class showing the indigenous people except Halloween or Thanksgiving. You may put a feather in your headband and think you're indigenous, but that's not it. And to be indigenous, aboriginal, a Moor is a person of African descent. Their mother is of African descent, and her mother is African descent, and that's the only way that you can be a Moor. If you Google free white people, you'll see a list of places where the Moors were exploring and owned the land. And maybe on the fourth paragraph, and this would be, Google will take you to the Black Laws Dictionary, I guess the fourth edition, and four paragraphs down from all the listings of where the Moors are, the free white people, because white is a status, it's not a color. You'll see a paragraph that says this does not include the Caucasian race. White is a status. We've been saying it wrong for so long. Black lives matter, but we're not black. We're Moors. There are only two jurisdictions. There's one government and two jurisdictions, the Moors and the Europeans. There's no in-between. You can't go to Japan and say, this is my yellow friend, Mom. I want you to meet him. So why are we describing people as black and white here in the United States? Why? Because it's convenient for people that are not Moors who own the land, who own everything here. It would be convenient for them to squat if there was a nationality taken out of the picture. And so there is a lot of rehabilitation going on with the earth now that has been given back or taken back and given to the rightful people, the rightful heirs. Mother Nature is counting on us to do the right thing, and that's eating right. So any corporations that are on the scene that are killing the people with the food, Mother Nature is letting you know you're on your way out if you're not already out. And if you have a meeting with the CEOs of this country, they will tell you there has been a shift, there is a change, and we are out. And so it's better to be with what the ancestors are doing, with Mother Nature, because you cannot fight what you cannot see. You cannot see the ancestors and you cannot see Mother Nature. A lot of things are manufactured. Let me take a sip of tea. As far as the weather and what nature really is, but the time has come now. The real of the real will be displayed. And if you've ever said a prayer like me, show me everything, I want to know everything, hold on to your hats, because you will be shown everything. And we have to get back to our original self. We have to get back to eating right, because so many people are leaving the scene before COVID-19. Before there was a COVID-19, there was a pneumonia, there was a cancer, and all of these things are derived from inflammation. And how do you get inflammation? Drinking and eating things that do not belong in your body. Inflame is the word. Inflame. And so if you want to get on the right track, you have to put on your thinking caps, you have to be critical thinkers, and you have to research. If you're sitting and watching a commercial on television, don't believe the hype. What you must do is go and do your research. And not just Google, but do real research on what it is that is not sitting right with your spirit. Whatever is not sitting right with your spirit, that's your intuition, that's your higher self, that's your soul telling you. So the challenge for November is, if you can go let's say we're going to make it on a week-by-week basis. We're not going to say for the whole month. Every week we're going to ask you to tithe something or give up for Lent something or fast something, whatever your vernacular is. We're asking that you give up something for a week. And then you go into the second week of November and you add one thing to give up for the next week. The third week, you go, and so forth. All right, so this is the first week. If you really want to see a difference with your health, I ask you if you, and I'm not talking to the vegans, I'm not talking to plant-based people, I'm talking to people that are struggling with their health because of food. Sometimes we look at the messenger, but we don't look at the message. Sometimes I allow my clients to phase into what they're doing because it's hard. I'm not going to tell you that it's easy. 12 years ago, I was morbidly obese. The scale, probably the following week, would have hit 400 pounds. And then I was able to see a guru, and he put me on the right track. Within 8 months, in 2005, I started the protocol in February 6th, as a matter of fact, 2005. And by August, I think the 18th, I was down 256 pounds from a size 30 to a size 0. And, you know, all this stuff is documented. And BET came and did a story on me, and every time they run the story down their site. But it was hard and it was easy. I'll tell you the hard part. The hard part was for me finding foods, because there's no way that you can continue to eat the same foods that are making you sick. So he gave me a list of foods to avoid: no flour, no sugar, no corn, no wheat, no fried foods, no raisins. I think maybe a few other things, but this was, remember, 12, almost 13 years ago. And so there was really no market with vegan items to choose from. Vegan back then was, you know, canned vegetables, fresh vegetables, and soy and tofu, which you should never, ever eat. Because, first of all, George Washington Carver developed that for not human consumption, especially people that are of African descent. And another thing we should stay away from is broccoli, because it has too much nitrogen, which causes the kidneys to weaken. We're made up of carbon and copper. And the other Europeans are made up of mostly nitrogen. And so there's a big difference in the way that we eat. We have to eat for our, don't eat for your blood type, eat for your heredity, your bloodline, your descension. And so we are not supposed to have a lot of broccoli, even really no broccoli, because it's too high in nitrogen. And so when I do a scan for my clients, head to toe is what I can see within 60 seconds. I get the report back. And so I can tell people who are clients, you know, I have to scan you normal conditions every week or every couple of weeks. And I can tell when you picked up that bologna sandwich. I could tell, because your body feels so good in the beginning of the detox and the change of diet or the lifestyle change, that it rewards you. You have rest when you sleep. You feel like you're back in high school, really. My clients will tell you. And so what happens is we begin to go too far out when we start to feel good. Getting rid of diseases is something that most people who mess with the herbs can do in their sleep. Any any old person from the country, you know, who grew up on that style, putting spider webs on cuts, you know what I'm talking about. It's easy for them to understand what it is that we're supposed to be putting in our body. And so we'll come to the realization when we can decalcify our pineal gland and our pituitary gland, which is calcified by dairy and meat and things like that. Your body parts stop working. It's like, fuck it, I'm giving up because I can't do all this work and you piling all this shit on me, and I just don't know what to do. You know, your colon is like tapping out every day after you eat and you go to bed and you get up and get a whole meal. You know, you're on a body clock. Your body organs work, and they're at the height of their abilities in a 2-hour frame. The liver is at its best. You can give your liver the best healing between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. That's the 2-hour window on the 24-hour organ clock. So if you're going to do a detox of your liver, you get, and listen, people have dandelion in their front yards and they don't realize that that is one of the best herbs. The leaf is the best herb for the liver. So we are using Monsanto's products, weed killer and weed this, but the weed is here to do a job. And so it's just amazing that we don't get that anymore. Our grandparents did, maybe not necessarily our parents, but our grandparents knew which leaf to boil to get that bug or get those worms out. My grandmother used to put 3 sugar cubes stacked on top of each other and a pinch, a teeny weeny bit of turpentine, and those worms were out the next day. And so we have to get back to that. You won't be able to have a cheat day, because why are you cheating yourself out of health? Why are you going back to something that is not causing or helping you be the best you? And so the first week, this week, we're going to ask everyone, if you're not already off dairy, to give up dairy. But like, I'm your go-to person for substitutions. We call it the remix. So instead of drinking the milk that the calf is supposed to be drinking, because you're not a cow, you don't see puppies nursing from cats. So why are we cross-eating or drinking? That does not belong to us. And so if you want to give up dairy, the substitute cow's milk for coconut milk, or hemp milk. And hemp milk actually helps to get the inflammation out. If you have children who are asthmatic or have bronchial issues or sinuses, give them some hemp milk. TEMPT is the only hemp brand that I use. I'm not endorsing them for pay. They work, and I will never tell you something that I haven't tried. And so if you give them, if they love chocolate milk, give them the chocolate hemp milk, and they will throw up balls of mucus and they will poop it out. Okay? All right, so you can use coconut milk, hemp milk. I don't really mess with almond milk too much, because almonds have cyanide, pinches of cyanide. You know, sometimes things that are good have a little bit of poison in it. And so I wouldn't overdo myself on almond milk. I would stick with hemp milk. I would mess with coconut milk. I would mess with oat milk, which is very good. All right? But if you're a cheese lover, a cheese head like me, right now I'm currently looking for another product, but I'm messing with right now Daiya, D-A-I-Y-A. They make the cheese, but something in it is not all the way right. It's like a hiccup of inflammation, but I'm researching, and we have everything in the lab, testing stuff. But to transition from the cheese that's made from cow milk to the vegan cheese would still be okay. If there is something wrong with it, then you're just going to do like me, transition to something else that's better. But for right now, I mess with their pizzas, I mess with Daiya's cheese, I mess with their cheesecake, I mess with their mac and cheese. They use the brown rice noodles, brown rice pasta, and they have their cheese. And so you can mess with that. And then so milk, cheese, butter, earth balance, and I would recommend the red container because it does not have soy. And so if you could start with those three things this week, you know, you'll see a difference. Get you some fenugreek, F-E-N-U-G-R-E-E-K seed. And if you can get maybe 3 or 4 ounces of that, I would use that to stock up for the winter. Because when you drink that tea, inflammation leaves right away. But you can't put the inflammation back in. You understand? You can't clean the floor and then expect the floor to stay clean when you're tracking it with mud. You have to make up in your mind that this is a lifestyle change. You're changing for good. And, you know, we'll work on the meat part, but there are some meats, and everybody doesn't have to be a vegan. Everybody shouldn't be a vegan, but there are some people who should be. And then sometimes you have to be a vegan for a minute to detox your body and help things, you know, along the way. So I'll see you tomorrow. Let's see, what do I want to hear on my station here? Yeah, this is Joe. I'm on Pandora right now. That was the last concert I went to. It was everything in Jersey. And then the time before that, I saw Joe with Charlie Wilson, and Kim was supposed to be there, but his flight was canceled coming out of Chicago to New Jersey. All right. So I will let him play us off. I'll see you tomorrow, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Eating to Live. I'm Alexandra Ali, in peace and friendship.